You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin shares a poem this week. It passed muster with his third graders.
And a very good morning to you all. One of the great advantages that I have of teaching writing is that there's great flexibility in terms of what you can do and how you can teach it, which is great if, like me, you like to be a bit creative now and again. The trouble is with creativity, however, it's a bit like telling a joke for the first time, because you don't really know if it's going to be a hit or, well, maybe it might explode in your face. Recently, I watched Johnny Depp perform the part of the Mad Hatter in the movie Alice in Wonderland. And for those of you who are not familiar with Lewis Carroll's classic, there is a ferocious, deadly creature called the Jabberwocky, which must be slain. Depp recites some of the lines of the poem from the Jabberwocky, and this reminded me of one of the best poems I've ever heard said aloud, and it is The Jabberwocky. So I wondered if somehow if I could use this poem with my third grade class and how that might work. The poem is quite a tricky piece because it's full of words that don't even exist in the English language. And I'm thinking, are you nuts? Are you seriously going to teach these kids a poem that has words in it that you don't even know their meaning? In fact, nobody does. But then I thought, well, that's the point in part, really, isn't it, about poetry? Because it's about how the poem makes you feel. It's about what it does to you and not what it'll do for you. Well, I tried it with the kids, and it was a huge hit. I was so excited, so moved by the kids, and they were really getting stuck into it. I had to have them imagine all sorts of things throughout the poem, but my God, I was blown away by some of the suggestions, and it had reminded me in a way of the distinction between knowledge and intelligence, because, okay, some of these kids, they lack knowledge, but that doesn't mean they lack intelligence. Because when we leveled the playing field, when the words put before them could mean anything that they liked, by God, some of them came back with some amazing creativity. Anyway, here's the poem. It's The Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in offish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, a frabjous day, calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Have a lovely week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.